Welcome to Market View with Ike Iosa and friends. This show that not only reveals and analyzes the inside story on today's market news, but also uncovers the areas where investors can make money right now.
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning. Mike Iosa, your host for Market View. Yes, my very good friend, Mr. Peter Lides. Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Ike. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and I was really looking forward to speak with you today, Peter, because last time we spoke, you had said that over the next few months, the investors should start thinking about protecting their capital because the market was entering the danger zone, as you had put it. And over the last 6 weeks, the markets really haven't done much. In fact, they have traded in a very narrow range as measured by the S&P. It looks to me that we could have a spurt to the upside, but at the same time, it looks to me that the markets are running out of fuel. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts.
Well, I'm just about in the same ballpark that you just talked about, Ike. I think that there's more to go to the upside. I have very short term. I've got numbers on the S&P up to around 4250. So I expect us to at least get up there. But we're talking about not even 1% higher on a fairly high confidence basis, and as high as 4350, which is the upper side of my long-term range. This has been in effect for about a year now. So that's what it appears the upside potential is. As far as the downside potential, I mean, I guess things can't go any lower than zero, but I'm getting more and more pessimistic for the long term, Mike. Now, I will say this. The advanced decline line, the daily advanced decline line of the New York Stock Exchange continues to go to higher and higher and higher highs. And that kind of ticks me off a little because that speaks pretty well for the strength behind the market. Today, again, we went to a new all-time high in the daily advanced decline line of the New York Stock Exchange. Now, I know a lot of people will claim, well, that's not important anymore, and that's interest rate related securities, and you shouldn't pay too much attention to it. I don't like that when excuses are made for indicators that have been reliable for a long period of time, Mike. So I'm still thinking that, although I do believe we're approaching some kind of fairly important top, that because of the AD line, it's still suggesting that if we see a top in this area, we're going to come down and then come back up again within the next few months. And at that point, perhaps, get the divergences we're looking for in the AD line.
In 2018, the AD line made a new all-time high. And then very suddenly, we got a 20% decline in the fourth quarter. And then last year, the AD was making new highs, and then we got a pretty sharp decline. And never before we had had the AD line making new highs, and then immediately after to get such a sharp decline. At least if my memory does not fail me, I don't even recall something like that in the past. And another friend pointed out to me, well, yeah, but look, the AD line ultimately worked because despite the 20% decline in 2018 and 35% decline last year, we're making new highs.
That's correct. I mean, I'm looking at the AD line now. In 2018, the high came around the end of August. And yes, we had a very sharp decline at that point, but we were hitting new all-time highs by the beginning of April. So what's that? September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. So we're talking about 8 months from the high in August to a new all-time high. And again, in 2020, at that February high, we had, as you recall, Ike, we had the sharpest decline in the shortest period of time from an all-time high that we have ever seen in history. I'm talking about the history of the markets. We had an incredibly sharp decline in a very short period of time from that February of 20 high. And at that point, the AD line was making a new all-time high. Well, guess how long it took it to get back to a new all-time high again? Less than 4 months later, in June, it came up and matched that high. And then by oh, the middle to the end of July, off it went again into new all-time high territory.
Yeah, it's a difficult proposition to be too bearish when the AD line is making a new all-time high.
Yeah, you've got to be careful and say, I know it's easy for someone that wants to be really ultra bearish to say, oh, that's not important anymore. Don't worry about the AD line. No, those are interest rate related stocks, and they don't have that much to do with the equity market. So don't pay too much attention to that. Well, I'm sorry, about 75 or 80 years of experience in the market and the AD line tells me, yes, you do pay attention to the daily AD line.
I would like to get your thoughts on sentiment. If I'm not mistaken, you have data on investors' intelligence going back 40, 50 years. For quite some time now, the difference between bulls and bears has been over 35%, which is a warning sign. Bullish sentiment can persist for a long time, but it cannot persist forever.
That's another measurement that we look at and say, how long can this go on? I mean, we're talking about these investors' intelligence numbers. We have history of that going back, I think, at least 50 years, maybe longer, because I have that complete database. But you've got to be careful with the sentiment figures, as you and I both know. You can get a plurality, a large plurality of bulls over bears for a long period of time. What's interesting to me is I don't remember, I don't have the numbers in front of me now, but it seems to me that the number of bears, the percentage of bears on Investors Intelligence has been below 20, below 25, certainly, if not
Yes.
below 20 for, gosh, I don't know what, over a year now? I mean, just every single week, it's like 18%, 19%, 17% bears. There just aren't any bears out there. And as we know, that's the kind of background that we see at an important market top. But just the fact that that's happening by itself does not in any way assure us that a market top is being formed.
Peter, anything else you want to share with us today? Any other thoughts, observations?
There is, and it's a little bit away from the equity market. I don't know how, in fact, maybe you can tell me, give me an indication, because I know you have a feel for these things. I have a feeling that in Greece and in Europe, it's much the same as here in the States, and that is that the real estate market has really, really heated up again. Is that true?
Yes, it is, especially in Germany and in the UK. Everywhere in Europe, real estate prices have gone up, although Europe has been slower to come out of the pandemic crisis. In Greece, Italy, Spain, Portugal, price kind of leveled off for a little bit last year. But now, as tourist demand picks up, prices have taken off again.
I think that's true in a lot of similar, especially travel and leisure time things. I think obviously with COVID, they took a huge hit last year. But now people are sick and tired of sitting around their house and not doing anything and being forbidden to travel. And I think that's going to be rather explosive in terms of what we see. But I just read an article that came from the Atlantic Magazine here in the States. And what's happening in real estate is really remarkable, Ike. And it's just a reflection, I think, of the floodgates opening with the Federal Reserve and maybe knowing more than we think they know about what's happening in the world and the potential for horrible things to happen, that they're doing all they can to keep things, not just equities, but real estate, collectibles, and just about anything you can think of, either in new all-time high territory or getting very close to it. So it's a pretty scary situation, it really is.
Peter, you were around in the 70s and you experienced the inflation we had in that decade. Do you see similarities between now and what we saw in the early 70s that led to the explosive inflation at the end of the 70s?
No, not at all. I mean, at least not yet, Ike. I mean, at that time, we saw things inflate, basically all kinds of things, real estate, equities, and other things inflate. But currently, we're starting to see a taste of inflation coming in, but it wasn't anything like back in the 70s. I mean, things were really skyrocketing to the upside in terms of price. And maybe I'm not looking in the right places, but I don't see that happening right now. I see inflationary pressures taking place, but I don't see anything like the 70s happening yet. Maybe we're going to see something like that, but I have to tell you honestly, I don't think so.
Peter, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's about it, Ike.
Peter, thank you. Good talking to you as always.